Talks with Sri Ramana Maharshi, Volume 2, 23rd August 1936. Talk number 240. Devotee, the world is materialistic. What is the remedy for it? Maharshi, materialistic or spiritual, it is according to your outlook. Drishtam jnana mayam kritva brahma mayam pashyat jagad. Make your outlook right. The Creator knows how to take care of His creation. Devotee, what is the best thing to do for ensuring the future? Maharshi, take care of the present. The future will take care of itself. Devotee, the future is the result of the present, so what should I do to make it good, or should I keep still? Maharshi, whose is the doubt? Who is it that wants a course of action? Find the doubter. If you hold the doubter, the doubts will disappear. Having lost hold of the self, the thoughts afflict you. The world is seen, doubts arise. Also anxiety for the future. Hold fast to the self. These will disappear. Devotee, how to do it? Maharshi, the question is relevant to matters of non-self, but not to the self. Do you doubt the existence of your own self? Devotee, no, but still I want to know how the self could be realized. Is there any method leading to it? Maharshi, make effort. Just as water is got by boring a well, so also you realize the self by investigation. Devotee, yes, but some find water readily and others with difficulty. Maharshi, but you already see the moisture on the surface. You are hazily aware of the self. Pursue it. When the effort ceases, the self shines forth. Devotee, how to train the mind to look within? Maharshi, by practice. The mind is the intelligent phase leading to its own destruction for self to manifest. Devotee, how to destroy the mind? Maharshi, water cannot be made dry water. Seek the self, the mind will be destroyed. 29th of August, 1936. Talk number 241. Devotee, how to avoid misery? Maharshi, has misery a shape? Misery is only unwanted thought. The mind is not strong enough to resist it. Devotee, how to gain such strength of mind? Maharshi, by worship of God. Devotee, meditation of the God of eminence is hard to understand. Maharshi, leave God alone. Hold the self. Devotee, how to do japa, repetition of mantras? Maharshi, it is of two kinds, gross and subtle. The latter is meditation on it, and it gives strength to the mind. Devotee, but the mind does not get steady for meditation. Maharshi, it is due to lack of strength. Devotee, sannya is usually done mechanically. Similarly, other religious duties. Is it useful? Is it not better to do japa, etc., knowing their meanings? Maharshi, hum, hum. Talk number 242. A Gujarati gentleman asked Sri Bhagavan, they say that choice is offered to us to enjoy merits or demerits after our death. Their succession will be according to our choice. Is it so? Maharshi, why raise these questions relating to events after death? Why ask, was I born? Am I reaping fruits of my past karma, and so on? They will not be raised sometime hence when you fall asleep. Why are you now different from the one in sleep? You are not. Why do these questions arise now and not in sleep? Find out. Talk number 243. A middle-aged, weak-looking man came with a walking stick in his hand, placed it before Bhagavan, bowed low, and sat near Maharshi. He got up and with great humility offered the stick to Bhagavan, saying that it was sandalwood. Sri Bhagavan told him to keep it for himself, because nothing of Bhagavan's can be safeguarded. Being common property, but coveted by some, it will be taken away by any visitor, with or without Bhagavan's permission. Then the donor may be displeased. But the man still humbly insisted. Sri Bhagavan could not resist his supplications and said, "Keep it yourself as prasad from Bhagavan." The man then requested that the stick might first be taken and then given to him by Bhagavan with blessings. Sri Bhagavan received it, smelt it, said it was fine, nodded, and handed it back to the man, saying, "Keep it. It will make you always remember me." Talk number 244. A Maharani Sahiba spoke in a gentle and low voice, but quite audibly. "Maharaj Ji, I have the good fortune to see you. My eyes have had the pleasure of seeing you. My ears the pleasure of hearing your voice. I am blessed with everything that a human being would like to have." Her Highness's voice choked. With great strength of mind, she rallied and proceeded slowly. "I have all that I want, a human being would want. But I do not have peace of mind. Something prevents it. Probably my destiny." There was silence for a few minutes. Then Maharshi, in his usual sweet manner, spoke. "All right. What need be said has been said. Well, what is destiny? There is no destiny. Surrender and all will be well. Throw all the responsibility on God. Do not bear the burden yourself. What can destiny do to you then?" Devotee: "Surrender is impossible." Maharshi: "Yes. Complete surrender is impossible in the beginning. Partial surrender is certainly possible for all. In the course of time, that will lead to complete surrender. Well, if surrender is impossible, what can be done? There is no peace of mind. You are helpless to bring it about. It can be done only by surrender." Devotee: "Partial surrender. Well, can it undo destiny?" Maharshi: "Oh yes, it can." Devotee: "Is not destiny due to past karma?" Maharshi: "If one is surrendered to God, God will look to it." Devotee: "This being God's dispensation, how does God undo it?" Maharshi: "All are in Him only." Devotee: "How is God to be seen?" Maharshi: "Within. If the mind is turned inward, God manifests as inner consciousness." Devotee: "God is in all the objects we see around us. They say we should see God in all of them." Maharshi: "God is in all and in the seer. Where else can God be seen? He cannot be found outside. He should be felt within. To see the objects, mind is necessary. To conceive God in them is a mental operation. But that is not real. The consciousness within, purged of the mind, is felt as God." Devotee, there are, say, beautiful colors. It is a pleasure to watch them. We can see God in them. Maharshi, they are all mental conceptions. Devotee, there are more than colors. I mention colors only as an example. Maharshi, they are all similarly mental. Devotee, there is the body also, the senses and the mind. The soul makes use of all these for knowing things. Maharshi, the objects or feelings or thoughts are all mental conceptions. The mind rises after the rise of the I thought or the ego. Where from does the ego rise? From the abstract consciousness or pure intelligence. Devotee, is it the soul? Maharshi, soul, mind, or ego are mere words. There are no entities of the kind. Consciousness is the only truth. Devotee, then that consciousness cannot give any pleasure. Maharshi, its nature is bliss. Bliss alone is. There is no enjoyer to enjoy pleasure. Enjoyer and joy both merge in it. Devotee, there are pleasure and pain in ordinary life. Should we not remain with only pleasure? Maharshi, pleasure consists in turning and keeping the mind within, pain in sending it outward. There is only pleasure. Absence of pleasure is called pain. One's nature is pleasure, bliss, ananda. Devotee, is it the soul? Maharshi, soul and God are only mental conceptions. Devotee, is God only a mental conception? Maharshi, yes. Do you think of God in sleep? Devotee, but sleep is a state of dullness. Maharshi, if God be real, he must remain always. You remain in sleep and in wakefulness just the same. If God be as true as yourself, God must be in sleep as well as the self. This thought of God arises only in the wakeful state. Who thinks now? Devotee, I think. Maharshi, who is this I? Who says it? Is it the body? Devotee, the body speaks. Maharshi, the body does not speak. If so, did it speak in sleep? Who is this I? Devotee, I within the body. Maharshi, are you within the body or without? Devotee, I am certainly within the body. Maharshi, do you know it to be so in your sleep? Devotee, I remain in my body and sleep also. Maharshi, are you aware of being within the body and sleep? Devotee, sleep is a state of dullness. Maharshi, the fact is you are neither within nor without. Sleep is the natural state of being. Devotee, then sleep must be a better state than this. Maharshi, there is no superior or inferior state. In sleep, in dream, and in the wakeful state, you are just the same. Sleep is a state of happiness. There is no misery. The sense of want, of pain, etc., arises only in the wakeful state. What is the change that has taken place? You are the same in both, but there is difference in happiness. Why? Because the mind has arisen now. This mind rises after the I thought. The I thought arises from consciousness. If one abides in it, one is always happy. Devotee, the sleep state is the state when the mind is quiet. I consider it a worse state. Maharshi, if that were so, why do all desire sleep? Devotee, it is the body, when tired, that goes to sleep. Maharshi, does the body sleep? Devotee, yes. It is the condition in which the wear and tear of the body is repaired. Maharshi, let it be so. But does the body itself sleep or wake up? You yourself said shortly before that the mind is quiet in sleep. The three states are of the mind. Devotee, are they not states of the soul functioning through the senses, etc.? Maharshi, they are not of the soul or of the body. The soul remains always uncontaminated. It is the substratum running through all these three states. Wakefulness passes off, I am. The dream state passes off, I am. The sleep state passes off, I am. They repeat themselves, and yet, I am. They are like pictures moving on the screen in a cinema show. They do not affect the screen. Similarly also, I remain unaffected, although these states pass off. If it is of the body, are you aware of the body in sleep? Devotee, no. Maharshi, without knowing the body to be there, how can the body be said to be in sleep? Devotee, because it is still found after waking up. Maharshi, the sense of body is a thought. The thought is of the mind. The mind rises after the I thought. The I thought is the root thought. If that is held, the other thoughts will disappear. There will then be no body, no mind, not even the ego. Devotee, what will remain then? Maharshi, the self in its purity. Devotee, how can the mind be made to vanish? Maharshi, no attempt is made to destroy it. To think or wish it is itself a thought. If the thinker is sought, the thoughts will disappear. Devotee, will they disappear of themselves? It looks so difficult. Maharshi, they will disappear because they are unreal. The idea of difficulty is itself an obstacle to realization. It must be overcome. To remain as the self is not difficult. Devotee, it looks easy to think of God in the external world, whereas it looks difficult to remain without thoughts. Maharshi, that is absurd. To look at other things is easy, and to look within is difficult? It must be contrariwise. Devotee, but I do not understand. It is difficult. Maharshi, this thought of difficulty is the chief obstacle. A little practice will make you think differently. Devotee, what is the practice? Maharshi, to find out the source of I. Devotee, that was the state before one's birth. Maharshi, why should one think of birth and death? Are you really born? The rising of the mind is called birth. After mind, the body thought arises, and the body is seen. Then the thought of birth, the state before birth, death, the state after death, all these are only of the mind. Whose is the birth? Devotee, am I not now born? Maharshi, so long as the body is considered, birth is real. But the body is not I. The self is not born, nor does it die. There is nothing new. The sages see everything in and of the self. There is no diversity in it. Therefore, there is neither birth nor death. Devotee, if sleep be such a good state, why does not one like to be always in it? Maharshi, one is always only in sleep. The present waking state is no more than a dream. Dream can take place only in sleep. Sleep is underlying these three states. Manifestation of these three states is again a dream, which is in its turn another sleep. In this way, These states of dream and sleep are endless. Similar to the states, birth and death also are dreams in a sleep. Really speaking, there is no birth and death.